I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we've told you many times how much we love NHL Network. You can watch NHL Network analyst Brian Lawton, our next guest, on NHL Tonight, 6 o'clock today and throughout the regular season. Visit nhlnetwork.com for your local channel listings. Brian, good morning. How is everything with you?
Fantastic. Thank you.
We were talking about, of course, a lot of people are talking about Sid's goal from last night. And we'll start there, I guess, then we'll get into the Penguins in totality. But one thing that strikes me, a couple things strike me about Sid scoring last night. They're down 1-0. It's October. It's a non-conference game. It's midweek. It is what it is. You could talk about Sid finishing or whatever. It all starts because he wins a puck battle. It's so typical of Sid to go 100 miles an hour, full-on effort, no matter the circumstance. To me, that's what made that goal. The finishing move is incredible, but to win that puck battle is something else.
Yeah, that did make that goal, but that's really what's made his career, if you think about it. That's why he's been so great. That's why he's revered. He's earned it. And the other thing that's really unique about Sid is even during the regular season, and trust me, fellas, you're exactly correct, it is a really, really long regular season. You can only imagine for Sidney Crosby, who's been doing it forever. But even during the regular season, when there's just a little other element, another reason to maybe turn it up, like you're playing kind of your buddy, basically your little brother, Nathan MacKinnon. I like to think of him that way, both from Cole Harbour, obviously. Sid, of course, 32, MacKinnon, 25. But just he always rises to the occasion, like last year in what should have been a sleepy game against the Edmonton Oilers and Connor McDavid. Sid comes up with, you know, really a goal of the year candidate. Well, he does it again last night. I'm not surprised because I almost expect it from him. But I have to tell you, as a former player in that league, I marvel at the greatness that this guy can muster when he needs it most. And it's just really fun to watch.
Are you surprised at all, Brian, that the Penguins have yet another couple of young guys called up from Wilkes-Barre who are providing an impact when some of the big guns go down? In particular, we're talking early this season about Sam Lafferty, and even over the weekend you had Joe Blandisi and Adam Johnson getting in on the act, but Lafferty in particular has been a guy who Penguin fans, to be quite honest, didn't know much about before training camp this year, and now here he is providing offense, and all of a sudden with so many injuries centering the second line.
And I was talking about this yesterday on the network. In a lot of ways, this is more of a comfort zone for Mike Sullivan coaching than maybe when Kessel was there and Malkin was there and more skill. Now you got a bunch of guys that I think what Sully is selling really resonates with them. They come in, they're going to work their tail off. Lafferty's been a great story. This is a former fourth-round pick, and like you said, not really a guy that people knew a lot about. Yes, he had 49 points last year in Wilkes-Barre, and that's good. But that doesn't scream that, hey, if you call me up in my first five games, I could probably average a point a game at that level. It's just a guy taking advantage of the opportunity. It's a coach in his wheelhouse, in my opinion. It's a coach recognizing a bunch of players, quite frankly, that look to me like they recognize they're without key players. And they've elevated their game to be more honest and at a higher work level. And when you get that, the Pittsburgh Penguins, when you have a superstar like Sidney Crosby, and I'm going to throw Jake Guentzel in that mode too, because he's really played like a superstar early on here. And then you got Chris Letang anchoring things down on the back end and Matt Murray back on his game. You can win a lot of games in the National Hockey League when you have that combination of work ethic and then elite talent. That's what the Penguins have been doing for me. It's been really fun to watch. It's been surprising, to say the least, though.
Brian Lawton, NHL Tonight. You can check him out on NHL Network. A guy like Brandon Tanev, does he need to be told, and maybe this is how you get the most out of him, we really appreciate what you do. He's one of those worker bees. He goes at it. He's a pest when he needs to be. He draws penalties. But if you let that guy know you appreciate him, you're going to get a whole lot out of him. They have to this point in the year.
Yeah, they do. And the fact of the matter that he's averaging over 15 minutes a game, that's a little bit high, but, you know, that's a repercussion of the loss of other players that they have. And yet we're finding out that Brandon Tanev is just a really good hockey player, and he'll do whatever the team needs him to do. Last year was his career year in the National Hockey League, 29 points. He's already on pace for about 45 right now. So give the guy an opportunity, shift his role a little bit rather than just that shutdown even strength player and penalty killer. Give him a little bit more responsibility. He's responded. That's been a really great story for the Penguins. They're doing a nice job being able to fill in with the guys that they are right now. It's not easy to do in a league that basically everybody's a little bit light on their depth. But this is boding really well for the Penguins. Marcus Peterson, that trade, boding really well. Zach Aston-Reese, I think, has been a nice story early on here. Just a lot of good things, even going out and getting Joe Blandisi and having him come and contribute. Teddy Bluger's a guy that I've admired just for his work ethic. I know him from the summer. It's all cylinders clicking right now for the Penguins, and that's why, quite frankly, guys, Carolina Hurricanes have had an amazing start to the season, and the Penguins are right behind them right now.
Well, Brian, let's all those guys whose names we've rattled off at this point, Lafferty, Blandisi, Aston-Reese, Bluger, even John Marino on the back end, all these young guys that, as you pointed out, allow Mike Sullivan to hit the sweet spot in where he wants to coach a team. How does that get affected then when you start to return some of the offensive weaponry down the line a few weeks from now? Brian Rust still kind of fits into that mold, even if he's a top six forward for this team right now or a top nine forward. But when an Alex Galchenyuk or an Evgeny Malkin comes back, that's going to affect the dynamic a little differently, is it not?
It will, because those guys look a little different than the other guys. Bukestad, Ross, these guys are going to, you know, the core of their game is hard work. Malkin, of course, it's skill. And Galchenyuk, the same thing. So those guys are going to hopefully get dragged along into what the rest of the players are doing. And if they hit those marks, then, you know, we've already seen that, obviously. Malkin is an amazing talent. You know, also capable of rising to the occasion. Doesn't have the consistency that Sid does in his game, but he's had an incredible career. He's a superstar player in this league. And you just hope that what's going on right now can continue when he comes in the back in the lineup. And you have to think as a coach, fellas, you're never going to – there's nothing you could say to Malkin. His career has been so great that he could look at you and kind of laugh. But the fact of the matter is you want him to buy into – hey, look what can happen when we all elevate our work ethic and we bring it on a nightly basis. We're a really good team in this league. This league is really what I call flat, and what I mean by that is just so tight competitively. The salary cap forces teams to have to get rid of guys consistently, levels the talent level out. But work ethic, to me, is still the one core difference, that if you bring it on a nightly basis and you have enough players that are good enough, and the Penguins have more than enough, you can be a dominant team in this league.
Got about 30 seconds left with Brian Lawton, NHL Tonight. They love Marino as on that bottom pair, right? But you can't continue, I don't think, to have either Jack Johnson or Gudbranson in the press box every night. Do one of those guys need to be traded for virtually anything?
At some point, you're going to have to make a deal. Everybody is so stuffed up right now. That's a really tough proposition when you look at the contracts. You know, that will not be an easy move. Other people are following what's going on in the league, and, you know, Jack Johnson still 4 years left if you include this one. Gabranson only has another year after this, but there's not a lot of teams that are willing to take $4 million on for a guy that's in the press box. So that is not going to be easy for Jim Rutherford. The real test for me on what's going on with an organization is when everybody's healthy or when those guys miss a bunch of games and you have to maybe make a roster move or two, or you're going to make a, a big move where a veteran player somehow comes off your roster. Those guys don't have no moves, no trades. You got flexibility with them. You know, those are things that general managers don't typically do. They give it to the veterans. But right now, boy, you'd be hard-pressed to make a case that when you're trying to have a merit-based system, how can some of these guys not be playing? It doesn't matter what their name or their past history is. It matters what they're doing right now, and they are delivering consistently for the Penguins and helping contribute to their wins on a nightly basis.
Brian Lawton, NHL Tonight. Brian, we thank you so very much. We'll talk again soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Great stuff, Brian. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Always so well-informed and always so great. We love talking to Brian Lawton. Check him out 6 o'clock today and throughout the regular season, NHL Tonight, and check them out, NHLnetwork.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.